Third floor record room, EVP.
Quite a bit right now, but we're trying to focus in on things. We've noticed a significant energy shift since we started in here. You know, just from the time when we were setting up the equipment to now, we're not getting the same energy that we felt on our initial walkthrough. So right now we're trying to hone in on, you know, where things are hanging out and where they want to talk.
Just feels like things are moving on us.
Definitely things feels like they're moving.
Don't make us split up and find you.
I'll go by myself.
No, that's fine. You just report back.
I will go by myself and run all the way back.
And we have the record player going?
Yeah, Johnny Cash going on the record player.
Yeah, I knew that, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
And then...
Yep. Is there anybody up on the third floor with us? My name's Dan. This is Julia. Gabe and Derek is out in the hallway. We're not here to frighten you. We're not here to harm you. We're just here to talk to you. We'd like to learn a little bit about you. Maybe have you tell us your story, why you're here, why you used to be here. Whatever you'd like to tell us, we want to hear it. So if there's anybody up here on the third floor that would like to talk to us, whether you're in this room or any of the others, can you please give us some sort of sign to let us know that you're here? Can you pound on a wall? Can you knock on a door? If you really want to feel ambitious, you could show yourself, but I think we just met, so that might be a little bit much. Usually that's like a third or fourth date kind of thing.
Do you have your other?
You can take that with you, and like if you want to do other things, go for it.
Do you have the other recorder by chance?
It's in my jacket though.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I'm going with just walking around.
I'm going with it too. What are you doing?
Where are you going to explore?
I'm just going to sit on the bed.
I don't know if it was probably the phone when you walked by there, but that. Casey was like,
whenever I was over there.
When you were just walking by. Yeah, and it's when you move it, it lights up. Kind of hungering.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Now it's just me and Dan. Once they go downstairs. Should we keep the music?
No, let's turn that off.
The left knob, you just push all the way to the left. And This top.
Yeah.
On top.
Yeah.
I think we're alone now.
Okay, so Julia and I are just up here right now with you. We didn't want to have too many people maybe were, you know, making you uneasy.
Lori was saying that when she tried to sleep in this bed,
just
in K2 activity, when she was trying to sleep in this bed that she could not stay up here long enough because
she was having the covers pulled off.
The covers were being pulled off. There's more K2.
Is there somebody trying to communicate with us using the lights on the bed?
You just have to go near it to make it light up. You just go really close to it. It goes all the way to red.
So if there is somebody over there, can you please get closer to that green light and make it change colors and put it up to yellow for us if you want to talk to us?
Or since you seem like you like to get physical, you could even touch my shoulder or Dan's arm. And just let us know that you're here with us. Give us a little tap on the shoulder.
Just a tap. Just a tap.
Just a tap. That's all we want.
Do you not like that we're here in this room?
Did you have a hard time when you were here at the sanitarium? Were you here when it was a tuberculosis unit? Just generally up here, though.
You do feel something up here? Or you don't up here right now?
I don't feel as uneasy in this room as I did, but this floor in general is still a little bit more than the other.